This is Witchcraft Off the Beaten Path. I'm Molly Dyer. The date of today's episode is September 22nd, 2021. Wherever in the world you are, if you're listening, I hope, as always, that you're safe, well, and being careful for yourself and for others. I hope you're vaccinated if you're medically able to be. I hope you're wearing a mask in public to reduce your chances of breakthrough. And I hope above all hope that you're not consuming livestock dewormer or gargling with betadine or, for the love of shit, ingesting turpentine. As my husband said, why do these things seem at all better than just getting the FDA-approved vaccination? And honestly, I don't know. It feels like we're living in a really shitty zombie movie. People at grocery stores and restaurants, on airplanes and in airports, gas stations and banks are becoming violent when told they have to wear a mask. Just get on TikTok for about 5 minutes. You'll come across video after video of selfish assholes claiming to be patriots who are having their civil liberties and freedoms stripped from them. But again, that's natural selection at work. And I'm finding it less and less possible by the day to scrape together any compassion for the willfully ignorant. The vaccinations are free. Come on. The topic of today's episode is witchcraft on the cheap. I get messages from listeners about twice a week asking me about how to set up an altar or perform spells without having an unlimited budget. Now, I personally don't know anybody that has an unlimited budget. I sure as hell don't. Quite the opposite, and I'm willing to bet most of us are in a very similar situation. We're in a global pandemic. You can spend $500 online for a quote-unquote witch kit that's certain to turn you into a witch immediately, with their tiny little bottles filled with about 2 teaspoons of herbs, a few crystals that are most likely grown in a lab, a tiny brass bell, and some incense of dubious quality. And all of the items included in this fantastic bargain are, at best, of questionable provenance. Which is fine, if that's okay with you. This is your practice. Your cumin doesn't need to be sourced from southwestern Asia to be legitimate, nor does it need to be of the highest quality to get the job done. So I took a little field trip to a local dollar store to do a little bit of research and found plenty of altar, decor, and ritual items for a buck or less here in the U.S. Now, I'm not sure whether or not there are dollar store type shops in other countries around the world, but if so, you might find a few bargains. And don't forget about shops like TJ Maxx or Ross Dress for Less or the Family Dollar and craft stores like Michael's, because Hobby Lobby is owned by misogynistic Christian yahoos, so they don't get my money. But Michael's does. And don't discount garage sales for things like crystals and journals, too. You can find items you need in most of those stores for under 10 bucks or so. It might be a bit more than a Dollar Tree, but not by much. So let's start with your altar items. You want candles? There are normally a ton of taper candles, usually white, but y'all know what I always say about white candles. A lot of times they come packaged 2 for $1. That's what I found. You can also buy novena candles, those tall glass jar candles that are sometimes called 7-day candles. The glass jars are reusable if you know how to clean them out after the candle has burned down to the socket. You can also buy a bag of tea light candles in the little aluminum cups, which are perfect for altars or spells. They also come sometimes in little plastic cups, but for obvious, to me, reasons of plastic and fire, I prefer the aluminum cups. And there are votive candles. Those are easier to find in dollar stores in colors other than white. And many times they're scented, if you like that sort of thing. If you like it, that's cool. Just be aware that they're sometimes scented and sometimes they smell like hot dog shit. If you need a chalice, you can find glass stemware for $1 a piece. If you're looking for something a bit less clear glass, try estate sales or garage sales or the discount stores like Marshall's. You can find incense at dollar stores, usually in both stick form and cone incense form, and in a variety of scents. You can buy a single scent pack or variety packs if you like to play fast and loose with the fragrance of your incense. It really doesn't matter to me. If you need a censer or something to burn your incense cones on, you can buy a ceramic or faux china saucer, the kind on which you'd set a cup of tea. Now, you can use this sort of thing, a saucer, as a censer for your incense cone if you pour a mound of large grain salt, like sea salt or coarse sea salt, which is my preference, onto the saucer first, and then set your lit incense cone on it. While I don't necessarily recommend this method, it will work in a pinch, especially if you don't leave it unattended. I would steer clear also of using a saucer as a sensor for Swift Light charcoal discs. They get a lot hotter for a lot longer than incense cones and could really become a fire hazard, so let's go a different route for that. Saucers also work well as an altar pentacle. Grab yourself a paint pen, which you can also find at dollar stores normally, or Walmart, Michaels, etc., and paint a pentagram or pentacle, however big or small, ornate or minimal, upright or reversed, if you want it, right onto that plate. If you plan to use this altar pentacle for your libations, you may want to set down a piece of wax paper before putting your cakes on it. You'll also find things like bags of seashells, bags of rocks, or even lava rocks to represent, respectively, the West, the Earth, and the South. And if you're able to find a large enough scallop half shell, you can use that as your sensor rather than a faux china saucer. Look also for bowls. Small little glass or ceramic bowls for things like your altar salt, your altar water, loose incense, oils, or other spell ingredients. You can even use small plastic reusable storage containers if that's what you prefer. I mean, it's 2021. There's no problem with that. And the bonus there is that they have lids. Grab yourself a little bit of fire while you're there as well. Wooden matches, my preference, the long fireplace length ones are my favorites. Or a jar candle lighter with the long, sometimes flexible shaft. I said shaft. If you need some sort of altar cloth or cloths, consider seasonal tablecloths. The Dollar Tree carries autumn-themed tablecloths with things like fall leaves and gourds and pumpkins on them. But you can also find them with frickin' bats and black cats and all manner of Halloween symbolism. And if you can find the oilcloth tablecloths, they're easy to wipe down and keep clean, and candle wax comes off very easily. Just be forewarned, if it's red or black, it might stain, but it's okay. These things are disposable if you need to. You can also opt for seasonal wrapping paper as well, which can also be disposed of easily after ritual or even burned in a fire pit or fireplace. So if you're using wrapping paper, do be careful of live flames on your wrapping paper covered altar. It is very flammable. Never leave a live flame or a smoldering charcoal disc unattended. You can buy boxes of Little Debbie, Dolly Madison, or Tasty Cakes for your libations as well. And if you're anything like me, buy a few boxes for rituals because one of those bitches is always going to be earmarked to get wiped out on the car ride home. Don't judge me. One of my favorite items that you can find at a dollar store is a large reusable container to use as an altar box to store all of your altar items when your altar isn't set up. And they're a dollar if you can find them. You can't beat that. And if you look for an altar box at a Family Dollar store, you might be spending more than just a dollar, but not much more, and it's still a steal. There are a bunch of other items to be found at dollar stores that can be used for rituals and the practice of your everyday witchcraft. Buy yourself a compact or hand mirror for scrying and mirror spells. If you protect your home with mirrors in the windows, small compact mirrors are perfect, and they're a buck. You can buy seasonal colored ribbon and artificial flowers for your Sabbath decor. If you're good with a hot glue gun, you can even make yourself a witch's Samhain wreath to hang on your door from stuff you bought for super cheap. Right now you'll find little wired and loose styrofoam pumpkins, artificial autumn leaves that look pretty real, tiny bales of hay, which are adorable, and I guess they're for tiny horses, gourds, black cats, ghosts, and even plastic wreath forms to glue and wire wreath components onto on the super cheap. And here's one of my favorite tips. If you're wanting to start an apothecary or beef up your collection of herbs, buy them in a dollar store. Listen, sage, rosemary, thyme, salt, black pepper, cinnamon, vanilla, allspice, nutmeg, basil, oregano, dill, bay laurel or bay leaves, dried garlic, poppy seeds, cumin, parsley, and they're all culinary grade herbs. And that's not all of them. Those are the ones that I'm aware of. Buy your salt in bulk at a dollar store. Salt is one of the things I use the most as a witch, and I keep a half gallon ball jar filled with salt in my apothecary. Speaking of jars, you can find decorative jars at the dollar store, the cute little ones with the little wire bale lids or solid lids, which are perfect for keeping incense cones or loose incense, oil blends, base oils, or really anything else you want. Also, speaking of herbs, look over their selection of tea bags. First of all, you can buy tea for the sake of buying tea, for spells, for libations, for whatever, but also for the peppermint, the spearmint, and the chamomile, etc. You can also find teas like lemon balm. Tear those bags open, dump them in a jar, and you've got yourself loose herbs for your burgeoning apothecary. And while I'm on the topic of containers, look for small drawstring organza bags for things like stones or herbs, crystals and small runes. You can even find some from time to time that are large enough to accommodate a standard Rider-Waite-Smith tarot deck, which means it's large enough to fit a bunch of other decks of oracles or tarot deck as well. There are blank journals, three ring binders, and spiral notebooks available at just about every dollar store, which are great if you want to start a grimoire or book of shadows, or a tarot journal, a rune journal, or a moon journal, and they're a buck. And speaking of runes, you know those little glass pebbles that sometimes they're iridescent, like they're like marbles with a flat bottom? You can buy a bag of those, or a couple bags of those, and a paint marker, and make yourself your own set of runes. In fact, if you're looking for things to make for your witches for Yule this year, that's a great cheap gift idea. You can buy some clear polyurethane spray, probably not at the dollar store. Spray over the paint pen markings to make sure they're more durable while they're in their bag, knocking against each other. That'll help keep the rune symbols on a bit longer. Let me know what else you find at the dollar store that is a good buy for a witch. I might do a follow-up episode and include that. You don't have to take out a new credit card or a second mortgage on your home to be able to have the altar tools and spell components that you need for the practice of your craft. If you have the means to buy the big, shiny, expensive witchcraft trappings that you've been coveting, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Those kind of things are pretty, but they're not necessary. None of it is, if you want to know the truth. Remember, you can cast a circle in the palm of your hand with nothing but your own energy. Listen to Season 1, Episode 7, Casting a Circle in the Palm of Your Hand, for more about that. But if you like the physical, visual trappings, and I do, you don't have to spend a small fortune to find the tools that you need for your craft. Go bargain shopping, y'all! There's a brand new episode every Wednesday, and as always, if you have questions or comments about this or any other episode of this podcast, you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and sometimes TikTok, but I'm not very good at TikTok yet. Wash your hands. Wear your goddamn motherfucking mask. Get the vaccine if you can and if you haven't already. Don't eat ivermectin or betadine or turpentine. Just get the fucking vaccination. Get your booster when you're able. Take care of yourself and take care of your global neighbors too. May you never hunger and may you never thirst. As above, so below. I'm Molly Dyer. This is Witchcraft Off the Beaten Path.